We got we got Tommy Thompson back. He only played in the first game, had a shoulder injury, so he's been back for a couple weeks. And you know, just those guys gelling, getting their line calls, so they know what each other's doing. It does take time, and it seems like it develops more in game experience than just in practice. So they're on the same page with each other, and that's helping with our rushing numbers.
Jack Biesterfeld's our guest. He is the head coach of the Kidder County Wolves as they get set to play Hankinson this weekend in the opening round of the nine-man playoffs. And, Coach, you look at the nine-man playoffs, and obviously you guys start a week earlier than everybody else in terms of games, and now you have this long playoff march potentially ahead of you. That's sort of, when you look at it, a daunting road to the Fargo Dome. But how do you feel about your team's chances to win a couple games this year and make a run?
Our goal every week stays the same. One more week. That's what we look at, and that's what we're trying to get. Right now our thoughts are on Hankinson and Hankinson only, and it's a tall task for us this Saturday, but that's the only thing on our minds right now.
Well, you guys, I'm told, run a little bit of the option offense. How's your quarterback's decision-making, Ben? Because you put a lot of things in your quarterback in that situation to make the right read.
Yeah, very much. Jonah Harder is our sophomore quarterback. We did have some issues with that, the first three, four games. But he is getting us into good plays. You know, we might audible, 70% of the time in some games, and he's doing a nice job with that. And then his decision-making with the football has been really good the second half of the season here, and that's another reason for our success.
You obviously have two very talented running backs in Isaiah Harder and Parker Hager. What do these two guys mean to your program right now?
Yeah, obviously they're very important. The O-line is doing a nice job getting them into the open field, but both of them have a really nice mix of strength, power, speed, quickness. They read blocks pretty well. They're tough to bring down, and that's why Parker's sitting at about 850 yards for the season, and Isaiah's right around 760, I believe. So those are some pretty nice numbers to have on the same team.
Do these two guys complement each other? Are they more of the same type of running backs? What's the dynamic with these two and the way you can move them in and out?